This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good morning, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz, sitting in for Steve Gruber this Thursday morning. Good morning to you all. Joining me on the phone now, Ken Sikkema, who is a former Republican politician from Michigan, serving in both houses of the Michigan legislature between 87 and 2006, representing areas in and around the Grand Rapids area. Has also served as Republican leader in the House in the 89th legislature and is the majority leader in the Senate in the 92nd and 93rd legislature. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Cheryl. Nice to be with you.
Very good. Thank you so much. As I mentioned before the break, we all love flipping the light switch and having the lights come on in the morning and opening and closing the garage door with electricity, but it seems that some state experts are citing an electricity shortfall, and there are calls being made on the current legislature to protect Michigan residents and businesses. What are we talking about here?
Well, I'm glad they sounded the alarm because it is a serious problem here in Michigan. I think it's probably the most significant issue that the legislature needs to address yet this session because coal plants are closing, not just in Michigan. We've had 12 plants this year close, 287 plants around the country, and so supplies are getting short. And we actually had some close calls here in Michigan this summer with the heat and a fire at a big DTE coal plant closed that plant down, and people didn't notice it, but we were close to having rolling brownouts. What the legislature needs to do is create an environment of certainty and make sure the rules are clear so that we start building more plants here. They're not going to be coal plants, Cheryl. They're going to be gas plants. They're going to be renewable energy like wind and solar. But like I said, I'm glad state officials are sounding the alarm about the shortfall, because it's a very serious issue going forward.
Well, and when we hear people talk about this, I have heard conversations. I work at Channel 6 also in the newsroom, and we have had conversations and done stories where some alarmists, I'm not going to say they're dramatic, certainly, have said, you know, we're already behind in building the new plants to replace the ones that are scheduled for retirement.
Well, we are behind.
Yeah.
Because it takes a long time to get these plants built. You know, you got to get the land, you got to get the permits, then obviously you got to construct the plant itself. And that's true whether it's a gas plant or a series of wind turbines. And it does take a long time. And as state officials have pointed out as recently as yesterday, we're going to start eating into our what's called the reserve margin very, very shortly. So this is, I don't want to be considered, I guess, an alarmist here, Cheryl, but it's a serious issue that the legislature has to address, and they're ready to. I mean, it's not like they haven't been working on it. You've got bills on the Senate floor. You got bills on the House floor. They've done a lot of good background committee work. They're poised for action, but, you know, there aren't a lot of session days left this year because it's an election year, and it really, like I said, it's the most significant issue that needs to be addressed yet this year by the current legislature.
And when we're talking about the current legislator, is there somebody trying to slow this down or block it, or is it just the slow process that we're going through right now in the legislature?
Well, there are some advocates and interests that have an interest in importing energy electricity from other states because they own those plants in those other states. And they want to sort of advance the argument that, well, we got a shortfall in Michigan, but we can just import electricity from the plants that we own or have contracts with. But that's not a good argument because, as I said, we've got these plants closing all over the place, 287 of them around the country, and that supply isn't going to be there either. And it is just far too risky and not really very prudent for Michigan to say, well, let's just rely on other states, and our energy policy, for good, bad, or indifferent, then is going to be a function of what other states do or what the federal government does. The real solution is build these new plants here in Michigan, where we have control. You know, we can advance our own energy policy. We can rely on ourselves. That's the most prudent course of action.
Do we rely very heavily on other states for regional electricity?
We do import some energy.
Okay.
And we always will import some. But as I pointed out, it would be foolish to rely on importing energy from other states when those states are their supply is short as well. It's really quite an astounding number of coal plants that have closed countrywide, 287 of them, and more in the months and years ahead. So that energy, the electricity that's generated by all of those plants, it's just got to be replaced. And Michigan has sort of a choice facing it of, do we control our own destiny, make sure the plants are built here, or are we going to rely on other states or the federal government? And I think when you make the question that way, it's pretty clear and obvious to most people we ought to be controlling our own destiny.
Do we have current plants, and I perhaps should have researched this a little more, do we have any plants in the process right now being built in the state of Michigan?
We do.
Good.
And not just gas plants, but, sure, you know, there's wind and solar. The turbines are going up. Solar power is advancing. But I would point out that wind energy is encountering a lot of resistance, mm-hmm, from citizens around the state. It's not acceptable to some people to have wind turbines, in their area. So we can't rely, 100%. And we can't put too much reliance upon renewable energy. We're going to have natural gas plants built to replace some of these coal plants.
Well, the one of the articles, the jumping off points, states that there are two truths right now in Michigan. We need to prioritize building new in-state power plants to make sure that nobody's electric reliability is at risk, and not rely heavily on regional electricity. Do you think, you're a senior fellow with the policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants. Are you talking with legislators regularly about this and kind of taking their temperature?
Well, Public Sector Consultants, we've actually issued several reports over the last 6 or 7 years about this issue of capacity shortfall. So, our reports have kind of predicted this. We've also said that Michigan is far better off to determine its own energy future, meaning build these plants here, than relying on out-of-state plants that might or might not be there for Michigan. Some legislators, as we issue these reports, we're not a lobby firm per se, but we do talk to legislators about this issue. And as I pointed out, it's a pretty serious issue that needs to get addressed. And I would add, Cheryl, that given the knowledge base that's been built by the current legislature on this issue, it would be really unfortunate if they sort of punted to a new legislature in January, where people would have to get up to speed and start from the beginning.
Well, it sounds like now is the time. Thank you, sir. Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow, Public Sector Consultants. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.